Good morning.
大家早上好。
What a joy to be here with you.
和大家在一起是一件喜乐的事。
Last week, I had a chance to go to speak at a camp, where 180 delegates from all over the Philippines, participated.
上个星期主给我一个机会能够到南岛帕拉湾的地方有大概有180位参加的一个饮会。
It's an exciting opportunity, because, many of the delegates were from different churches, Chinese churches, all over the Philippines.
我很兴奋，因为来参加的人呢，都是全非，来自各个不同教会的这些非华的青年人。
And I always wanted to know what's going on in these churches. I think this is a great opportunity for me to kind of feel the pulse of the churches.
另外一方面呢，也是我给非华教会拔麦的一个机会，可以知道他们确实现在在感觉什么，在发生什么事情。
Now, if you have never been to Palawan, it's a beautiful place.
如果你还没有去过 Palawan, 实在是太漂亮的一个地方了。
We went to, next slide, took a boat ride on the underground river.
所以我们也做了这个在所谓底下的这个河流，这现在是这个全世界的七奇之一。
It's considered one of the seven wonders of the natural world.
I already said it.
Oh, you already said it. Yeah, okay. So it's world famous.
这是全世界都知名很出名的一个地方。
Now another thing that we did or they forced me to do was to ride on a zip line.
另外一方面呢，也就是做这样的一个运动。
Now, This zip line, they said, is the longest zip line that is over a body of water.
他们说这是在世界里面最长的一条的这种的 zip line 一种的线呢，它所盖过的这个海面的面积是最广的。
It's about 800 meters long, about 2 minutes. You know, the whole from beginning to end is a 2 minute ride.
所以在两分钟里面呢，你可以划过800米。
Now it looks, let's go. It looks like I'm having a good time, but I have to admit to you, I was scared crazy.
你看起来我好像很兴奋，但其实我真的很害怕。
Never done this before.
因为过去从来没有这样做过。
But the topic that I spoke during retreat was brave heart.
但是呢
so I need to be brave.
这个隐晦的题目就是一个雄壮的心，一个勇敢的心，所以我要装着很勇敢。
So the moral of the story, if you ask to speak in a retreat, they might ask you to do something and be prepared to back it up by your life. Or
所以我学习到一个功课，就是如果你被邀请到一个隐晦讲道的时候呢，他们可能会叫你做一些行动来配合你所讲的信息。
Let's pray one more time.
我们再一次来祷告。
Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We live in an ambitious world.
我们所活的一个世界是一个有雄心壮志的世界。
We want to know who's the fastest, who's the smartest, who's the strongest. We certainly want to know who's the richest.
我们都想知道说谁是这世界最快最漂亮或者说最能干，当然也很希望知道说谁是最有钱的。
Each year, Forbes magazine would come up with an edition on the world's richest people, and it's usually a bestseller.
通常呢每一年这个 Forbes 的这个杂志呢会告诉我们说当今呢这整个世界最有钱的排名是哪几位。那个版本通常是最畅销的。
Many people want to know who's winning and who's losing.
很多人想知道说谁胜谁负呢？
They want to keep score.
我们都要保留他们的这个成绩。
Maybe that's why we love sports too.
这也是为什么我们喜欢运动。
Have you ever played in a sport that doesn't keep score?
你有没有参加一种的运动是没有成绩、没有分数的呢？
Kind of boring, isn't it?
有点不太有趣的样子。
But if you keep score and then you have something at stake in there, boy, you play your heart out.
所以如果这个运动呢是有成绩、有分数，并且有奖品的话，哦，我想你会很高兴。
We want to know who's up and who's down.
我们想知道说谁在上，谁在下。
Now, having said that, I want to clarify that I believe ambition in itself is not evil.
首先我要说，所谓雄心壮志本身并不是恶的一件事。
If you don't have ambition, might as well just go to sleep. I mean, don't wake up in the morning, just sleep through the whole day.
如果你没有雄心的话，你最好就整天睡觉就可以了。
My definition of ambition is that it is a strong desire for the future.
我个人对这个雄心的一个定义，也就是你心里面有一个壮志，为了将来。
It could be positive, it could be negative.
它可以是积极的一面，可以是消极的。
Could be good, could be bad.
可以是好，可以是坏。
It is what you are pursuing after that will determine whether it's good or bad.
而是你的目标来决定你这个雄心是好还是不好。
By the way, what's your ambition?
让我问你们一下，你的雄心或者你的壮志是什么呢？
What are your desires for the future?
你将来的那个所期盼的是什么呢？
This morning we're going to look at the ambition of two of our Lord's disciples.
今天早上我们要看主耶稣的两个门徒他们的雄心。
If you haven't looked at, turn your Bibles to Mark 10, please follow along.
如果你还没有翻到马可福音第十章，现在请你要翻开。
This event in Mark chapter 10 is recorded both in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark.
这段经文呢，和这件事情记载在马可福音，也记载在马太福音。
And it's important for you to note that this occurs towards the end of our Lord's earthly ministry.
这也是当主耶稣基督要结束他在世上的侍奉的时候所发生的。
In fact, it took place just about a week before the crucifixion.
也是耶稣被钉之前一周的事情。
And our Lord and His disciples were walking towards Jerusalem.
我们的主跟他的门徒就面向耶路撒冷来行走。
I mean, we know what's on the mind of our Lord Jesus.
我相信我们的主知道他在想什么。
He's thinking about what's going to happen there in Jerusalem.
他在想到在耶路撒冷所要发生的事情。
Do you know what's on the minds of the disciple as they're traveling along?
但是这些门徒呢，他们在路上的时候在想啥呢？
We know what it is too, and we're going to find out at least from the two of them.
我想从这两个门徒的所说的话，我们可以知道他们到底在想什么。
Look with me again at verse 35 to verse 37.
我们再一次来看看第十章35节到37节。
Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him,And said, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory.
西庇太的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说，老师，我们无论求什么，愿你给我们。耶稣说，要我给你们做什么呢？
Just a few
他们说、
oh, I'm sorry.
是我们在你的荣耀里一个坐在你的右边一个坐在你的左边。
Just one or two observations in the beginning.
在开始的时候我们可以做几点的观察。
Whenever my son comes up to me and say, Papa, could you do for me whatever I ask you?
你们可以想一下，如果我的孩子来到我面前，他们说，爸爸，无论我们向你求什么，你会为我们做吧。
I know that's bad news.
我知道这是不好的消息了。
And my answer would not be usually yes right away.
所以通常我不会立刻说可以。
It's a trap.
这可能是一个陷阱。
All of us know that.
我们每个人也都知道。
And that's what James and John asked of the Lord.
那这也是雅各约翰问耶稣的事情。
And they asked for to sit to the right and left of our Lord in glory.
所以他们也要求在主的荣耀里，他们一个要坐在他左边，一个坐在他的右边。
Now they're not asking just to be near Jesus.
所以他们不仅仅是要靠近耶稣。
We know what they're asking for.
我们知道他们所要求的是什么。
They want to be in seats of power and authority.
他们所要的这个位置是包含着能力和权柄。
Now, before we criticize James and John, in reality, they're doing what many of us would probably want to do as well.
当我们还没有批评这两位门徒之前，我们也想一下，也许这也是我们每个人通常会想要的东西。
Isn't everyone want to get ahead in life?
我们每个人都会想说，在生活的当中会比别人更前面一点。
Everyone wants to be somebody.
我们每个人都想做某一样的人。
Now, if you can't be somebody, at least you could be close to someone who is somebody.
如果你认为你不能够做到某一种的人，至少你会想挨在他的身边，像他。
And Christians are not exempted from that kind of attitude as well.
基督徒通常在也有这样的。一种的这个感觉。
How many of us says, Lord, I am your servant, so Please, you have to answer this prayer of mine.
是不是我们也对主说，主啊，我是你的仆人，所以我所向你求的，你要应允我。
Lord, I've been faithful to you for many years, so you got to do this for me.
主啊，我已经多年向你忠心，你一定要为我做这件事情。
Or maybe in our situation here, Lord, we committed our life to full-time Christian service. What more could you ask? So you got to do something for me in return.
或者像我们这里的每个同学，我们会对主说，我们已经全职的奉献，全身的奉献，你还可以要求我们什么呢？你一定要答应我的要求。
It's easy for us to feel that because of our current situation that we are entitled to special treatment from God.
很多时候我们会觉得说我们是配得的，主应该把这些东西给我们。
Here we see the dangers of ambition.
这边我们也看到雄心的一个危机或者危险。
The first problem is that James and John's request is that they overestimated their own importance.
我想第一个事情我们可以看到的，也就是约翰跟雅各他们对自己的评估过高了。
Probably they thought they deserve it.
我想他们在想说我们配得。
After all, they've been there the longest among the disciples of Jesus except Peter.
除了彼得之外，他们应该是跟随耶稣时间最长的人。
And remember, whenever Jesus would go away for a more private setting, he always take only three of the 12 disciples, right?
耶稣也经常只带三个门徒跟他有单独的时间。
So he would take Peter, James, and John.
有彼得，有雅各，也有约翰。
So why shouldn't the brothers have the place of power and prestige and intimacy?
所以为什么他们这两个兄弟不能够得到这个有能力的地位呢？
Someone has to sit at Jesus' right and Jesus' left, so might as well be James and John.
毕竟有人需要坐在主的左边，坐在主的右边，那么就选雅各跟约翰吧。
I'm sure Peter would have something to say about that, but we don't care about Peter now.
目前我们不管彼得，我想彼得也会有异议的。
Now it's interesting that if you look at the account in Matthew's Gospel, we learn thatTheir mother was the one who made the request.
如果我们看另外一个记载，其实是他们的母亲来向耶稣求这件事情。
I think it's just an issue of emphasis. In Matthew, they're emphasizing a mother's request, but Mark is emphasizing that James and John went along with it, or they wanted this themselves.
也许马太福音是在强调这个母亲为他的儿子求，而在马可福音是这两个门徒他们自己向耶稣求。
Now scholars suggest, now this we don't have hard facts here, but scholars suggest that Salome, the mother of James and John, was also the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
有些学者认为马可这个雅各跟约翰的母亲 Salome 呢，其实跟耶稣呢是有亲戚关系的。
Now if that's the case, what does that make James and John in relation to Jesus?
如果是这样的话，那么雅各跟约翰跟耶稣的关系是什么呢？
They are first cousins.
原则上他们是这个表兄弟。
Perhaps they thought, as many of us would probably in our culture, that Jesus would certainly take care of family, right?
正如我们的文化所告诉我们的，耶稣在他们的当时的文化里面，耶稣应该也会比较照顾自己的亲人。
I mean, Peter, he's a good person, but he's not family.
彼得确实是不错的一个人，但是他毕竟不是亲戚。
Certainly, they could count on family ties and also their faithfulness to get to a higher place.
所以一方面他们有忠心，另一方面他们又是亲戚，应该有权利更来接近耶稣。
What did Jesus say to their request?
耶稣对他们的要求如何回答呢？
Look with me at verse 38.
38节。
You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with? We can, they answered. And Jesus said to them, You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant.But these places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.
38节，耶稣说，你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的席，你们能受吗？他们说，我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯，你们也要喝。我所受的席， 你们也要受，只是坐在我的左右啊，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
Now notice our Lord Jesus did not rebuke James and John.
这边我们可以观察到耶稣并没有责备他们。
He didn't say, how dare you ask for these?
耶稣没有说你们怎么敢这样求呢？
And Jesus didn't deny that in the kingdom that there will be seats of honor.
耶稣也没有否认在他的国度里面确实也有尊贵的位置。
Leaving aside selfish motives, there is nothing wrong with their requests.
所以如果把他们私人的意愿放下的话，其实他们的要求也没有什么不对。
But Jesus told them that they don't know what they're asking for.
但是耶稣说他们不知道在求什么。
Jesus asked, can you drink the cup I'm drinking, be baptized with my baptism?
耶稣问他们说，你能够喝我所喝的杯，你们能够受我所受的洗吗？
Bravely, they said, we can.
他们也很勇敢的来回答说，我们能。
But it is clear, they don't know, they don't understand what they are, what Jesus is referring to.
但是很明显的，他们不明白耶稣到底他指着什么说的。
Here we see the second danger of ambition.
这边我们看到雄心的第二个危险。
The first danger is we tend to overestimate our own importance.
啊，第一个危险呢，是我们通常会高估了我们自己。
The second is we underestimate the cost of following Jesus.
第二方面呢，我们是低估了我们所要受的这个代价。
Sometimes our perspectives get cloudy.
有些时候，我们的观点会被浓雾来笼罩。
Many times we forget our limitations.
很多时候我们也忘记我们的有限之处。
I remember once a story was told of the great boxer Muhammad Ali who decided to take a plane ride.
啊，有一次我听到这样的一个故事，就是有关于这个拳王 Muhammad Ali。
And so they boarded the plane, and the stewardess asked him to buckle his seatbelt.
啊，有一次他坐飞机。起飞之前，当然这些飞行员就这个服务员就叫他要绑这个安全带。
Ali said to her, "Superman don't need no seat belt."
阿里很骄傲说，超人不需要绑系这个安全带。
The stewardess quickly and wisely replied, "Well, Superman don't need airplanes either."
这个服务员也很幽默的回答说，超人也不用坐飞机。
If you think you're Superman, get off.
如果你是超人的话，请你下机。
What's the cup all about? What's the baptism Jesus was talking about?
耶稣说这个杯这个洗到底是在讲什么呢？
The cup in the Bible speaks of intense personal experience.
在圣经的里面讲到这个杯的时候，常常会讲到一个人他很深入的一种的经验。
This picture is used by our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed that the cup of suffering be taken from him.
在科西玛尼园的时候，我们的主祷告的时候也是说，如果可以的话，让这个杯可以过去吧。
That cup was the burden of bearing the sins of the world.
那耶稣所要喝的那个杯就是要担当整个世界人的罪恶。
Jesus also mentioned the baptism.
耶稣也讲到所受的洗。
Now that doesn't refer to water baptism.
当然这不是指洗礼。
But it's the immersion in suffering that will be fulfilled in his baptism of blood on the cross.
也就是当他在这个十字架上流血的时候，他要浸在这个血池的里面。
When Jesus challenged James and John to join him in drinking the cup and taking his baptism, he was calling them to suffer in his name.
所以当耶稣向他们挑战说要喝他的杯受他的洗的时候，也就是邀请他们要和他一同受苦。
Notice Jesus didn't turn James and John down.
我们看到耶稣原则上好像没有拒绝他们的要求。
He didn't put them down either.
他也没有轻看他们。
He didn't say, forget it, you're not going to get those seats.
耶稣没有说，就忘了吧，你不会拿到这个位置。
Instead, what Jesus did is, he raised the bar, so to speak.
其实我们可以说耶稣呢，就把这个代价抬高了。
So you want to sit next to me?
是的，你要跟我坐在左右边吗？
That's good.
很好。
But here's what it will cost you.
但是他的代价是这样的。
I'm reminded of how one of my favorite Bible teacher, Warren Wiersbe, said about making requests to God. He said, be careful what you pray for, because you might get what you ask for.
那个 Warren Wiersbe 呢，我很喜欢的一个圣经老师，他有一次曾经这样说：我们向神求要非常的小心，有时候上帝真的会把你所求的给你。
James and John assumed that suffering was over.
雅各跟约翰，也许他们认为这个苦难就过去了。
They thought the work was done.
他们也认为说工作已经完毕了。
But they were wrong.
但他们错了。
Suffering was still ahead.
苦难还在前头。
Their work for Jesus was just starting.
他们为耶稣所要做的事工刚刚开始。
Now only Jesus could pay for the sins of the world, but James and John could suffer with him by being faithful to him.
只有耶稣能够为世界人的罪来死，但是雅各跟约翰他们能够跟耶稣一同来走过这个受苦的道路。
And this is what all the apostles have to look forward to if they truly wanted to follow Jesus.
也是所有的门徒，他们如果真的要跟随耶稣的话，他们也必须跟耶稣一起走这条苦难的道路。
And guess what? That is exactly what happened.
这也就是往后所发生的。
James became the first of the apostles to die.
我们知道在使徒的当中，雅各是第一个为主殉道的。
In Acts chapter 12, we're told that King Herod Agrippa put James to death with a sword.
在使徒行传十二章，我们就看到雅各被希律王砍头了。
John, on the other hand, was the last of the apostles to die.
约翰，另外一方面，他虽然是使徒当中最迟过世的。
I kind of feel like looking at this passage in light of what will happen later, that Jesus was saying, I admire your bravery, James and John.
也许。
So I'm going to reward you by making you bookends as apostles.
我在想象耶稣当他在面对这件事情的时候，他也许是这样想：好，你们要有这个要求，我就让你们兄弟就好像一个书架的样子，一个在头，一个在尾。
One of you will die first, and the other one will die last.
你们当中有一个要做第一个殉道的，最后一个殉道的。
I serve in a church as pastor in California for a number of years.
我在加州牧会有好几年。
And from time to time, I come across an advertisement for an organization called California Conservation Corps.
我常常看到这样的一个机构，就是这个保留的这个机构，他们有这样的一个广告。
It's like the Peace Corps, if you don't know what that group is.
这个机构呢，就是这种友好的。跟国外的国家友好的一种的机构。
You know, they have a very fascinating motto for this organization.
他们这个机构有一个非常特别的模式。
Their motto is long hours, hard work, low pay.
对不起，不是模式，而是他们的这个口号，也就是工作时间长，工资不高，工作重。
Long hours, hard work, low pay.
长的工作时间，艰难的工作，低的工资。
Anybody want to sign up?
有没有人愿意参加呢？
I wonder, how do you get people to want to be a part of that?
所以我很稀奇，会有人愿意参加这样的一个机构吗？
But the more I think about it, there's something refreshingly honest with that kind of a motto.
那当我越想的时候，其实这样的一个口号是很有意义的。
They don't hide the facts from you.
他们没有把一些事实隐藏。
Do you want to make a difference?
你真的要服务吗？要让一些人他们的生活改变吗？
Do you want to make California beautiful and prosperous?
你真的要让这个加州更繁华、更美丽吗？
This is what it will take.
就需要有这样的代价。
It reminds me of something along that line. What?A pastor named Leonard Ravenfield described the Christian life.
我也想起 Leonard Ravenfield 他所说的一句话。
He said, God isn't into training Boy Scouts.
上帝呢，其实不是在训练童子军。
God is training soldiers.
神是在培训军人。
If you want to follow Jesus, you have to work long hours, hard work, and the pay won't necessarily make you rich.
如果你真的要做耶稣的精兵，你必须有很长的工作时间，很艰难的工作，你的工资也不一定会很高。
But the benefits will be out of this world.
但是你所收获的东西是这个世界所不能够给你的。
That's the deal.
这也是我们的交易。
So are you in or are you out?
所以你要来或者你要离开。
James and John want to talk about the glory.
这边雅各跟约翰也谈到那个荣耀。
But Jesus want to tell them about suffering.
但是耶稣跟他们所说的是啊受难。
They wanted to talk about Easter, but not what without Good Friday.
所以在雅各跟约翰的思想里面，他们只要有复活节，但是他们不愿意有受难节。
They want a crown, but not the cross.
他们要一个冠冕，但是他们不要十字架。
And Jesus says no deal to that.
但是耶稣说这是不可能的。
And it's almost as if our Lord is saying to them, so you want to be in my right and you want to be in my left?
是不是主他的意思其实这样说，你真的要坐我左边，坐我右边吗？
That's great.
这是很好的。
Stay with me for a few more days and you'll see who's going to be on my right and who's going to be on my left.
你再跟我走几天，你就知道谁会坐在我的右边。谁会坐在我的左边？
I'm going to be crucified.
我要被钉十字架。
And the Romans, they got two empty crosses.
这些罗马政府他们旁边还有两个空的十字架。
Do you want to make reservations?
你要不要定位呢？
When Jesus said, "Can you drink the cup I'm about to drink?" He is inviting them to come and die with him.
当耶稣说我所喝的杯你也要喝，耶稣是邀请他们要和他一同死。
I'm reading a biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German pastor who died in the Nazi prison camp.
啊，最近我在读这个德国的啊一个神学家，他是在这个那这个啊希特勒他们的这个统治下死在集中营的。
He was put into prison by Adolf Hitler himself because he was wanting to stand for Jesus and reject the error that the Nazi party personified in Hitler is trying to promote.
因为他愿意为基督站立，所以是希特勒本身让他下监狱的。
There's a quote that struck in my heart as I read his life.
当我读他的传记的时候，有这样的一句话深深地打动我的心。
He said, "When Christ calls a person, he bids him to come and die."
当耶稣呼召一个人的时候，他是呼召他们跟他一同死。
Here we come at the bottom line of life.
这边我们看到生命的底线。
Are we willing to sacrifice everything that is dear in order to follow Jesus?
我们真的愿意来放下我们所认为珍贵的一切的东西来跟随耶稣吗？
If yes, then you can also share in the rewards.
如果是这样，你也可以分享在荣耀里的赏赐。
You can only make this kind of commitment when you found something that is worth giving your life to.
你会愿意这样委身，是当你找到一个真的配得你去牺牲的事情。
Also, another way, I think our Lord was informing James and John that he was not in charge of the sitting chart in the kingdom.
另外一方面，我们的主也在告诉他们，至于这个位置怎么安排，不是他的事。
You see, Jesus is the host.
是的，耶稣是这个是主人。
The Father handles the seating chart.
但是却是天父他在安排位置。
But just make sure you get there.
但是很重要的，你要能够入这个宴席。
Don't get left out.
不要被撇弃了。
Once you get in, then you could check the seating chart.
当你进去的时候，你再找找看你的位置在哪里。
But don't worry, every seat is close to Jesus.
但是你不用担心，因为每个位置都是非常靠近耶稣的。
Let's look at the remaining passage.
我们再看看这段经文最后的几节。
Look at verse 41. When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant." And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
41节，那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各和约翰。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：你们知道，外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们的中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿意为大，就必做你们的用人。 在你们中间谁愿意为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的属价。
Now the fact that the other disciples got angry should not, and I'm sure did not surprise us.
我相信这些其他门徒他们会恼怒，并不是一件奇怪的事。
Why did they get angry?
为什么他们会生气呢？
Do you think, what a proud and arrogant people James and John are.
他们一定会想到雅各跟约翰他们实在是太骄傲了。
I don't think they got angry for that reason.
或者说他们不是为那个原因来生
气。I think they got angry because they thought they should have thought of it them first and they should have asked for it first.
可能他们每个人都在想啊，我应该是第一个去追求这个位置的人。
Imagine this, they're walking from Galilee area all the way to Jerusalem. There's a lot of opportunity for them to have, you know, talk to Jesus individually.
啊，他们从加利利一直走向耶路撒冷的路上，一定有很多的机会跟耶稣交通。
I'm sure many of you know, when you go hiking, you know how the position change, right? You know, from time to time, someone, you know, talk to this person later on, got distracted, and, you know, there's chances that all 12 could have, you know, to be with Jesus.
我想我们都有这个旅行的这个经验，在远足的时候，很多时候我们身边的人会一直的搅换。
Maybe one of them say, 哎呀 I lost that. I should have asked that or I wanted to ask Jesus, but I missed the chance.
所以这十个门徒的当中，也许有一个会说啊，我为什么不早一点跟耶稣说呢？
Now this whole episode, which began with a strange request by James and John, ended in a heated argument.
所以呢，约翰跟耶稣的这个要求的记载，他结束的时候，我们看到他们有一些的争议。
I'm sure if you read on the gospel, it would be clear that this was an ongoing controversy among the disciples that will go all the way to the very night that our Lord Jesus was betrayed and crucified.
当我们继续读这些福音书的时候，我们也不难发现，一直到耶稣被卖的那一夜，他们都还在争论谁伟大。
No matter what we may think of James and John, the other disciples wanted those seats too.
无论那个雅各跟约翰怎么想，每一个门徒也都想要坐那重要的位置。
And why not?
为何不要呢？
All of us are born to compete.
因为我们每个人生下来就是要竞争的。
We want to fight for the top spot.
我们都是要为那最高的位置来努力。
We want to look out for number one.
我们都是要为第一来争斗。
Remember what I said earlier in the beginning, that winning and losing for many people is what life is all about.
对许多人来说，在人生的里面，赢和输是最重要的。
Getting ahead of others is a major motivation in what we do.
对很多人来说，你能够比别人走得更前面，这是你所要争取的。
So before we condemn the disciples, we ought to take a good look in the mirror.
所以当我们还没有批评这些门徒之前，我们也自己要照照镜子。
Now once again, notice that our Lord Jesus did not condemn the disciples.
再一次我们可以看到耶稣没有所谓直接或者明显的责备这些门徒。
Instead, he used their argument as a teaching opportunity.
主耶稣乃是用他们的议论来作为一个教导他们的机会。
To challenge them to channel their ambition in a totally new direction.
是挑战他们可以把他们的雄心转向一个全新的方向。
For most people, ambition implies an overwhelming desire for personal advancement.
各位更多的人来说，这个雄心是让自己能够得到更多的好处。
And this is regardless of what it costs.
并且很多时候甚至于不计代价。
Regardless of who gets hurt along the way.
有些时候是不择手段。
Let's face it, that's entirely, you know, that's what ambition is in the world today.
今天的社会，这个世界确实是这样，我们应该来面对。
Many of you have worked in other contexts, or you've been in school or in secular setting, and you will always find people willing to do anything just to help them climb up the corporate ladder.
我相信我们当中也有很多人在不同的职场上上过班做过工作，也会发现有很多人他们也可以说不择手段的，只要他们能够比别人更上一层楼。
People are willing to cut corners.
很多人他们想走捷径。
They're willing to lie.
他们甚至于要撒谎。
They're willing to spread malicious gossip.
或者他们就乱传谣言。
They will abuse their authority.
或者他们会滥用他们的职权。
They know how to stab you in the back and walk away laughing.
他们也知道怎么在你后面背后刺一刀，然后一笑置之。
Our Lord Jesus knew that that's what men and women are all about.
我们的主知道，这世界的无论男女也都是这样想。
And he understood that his followers would be tempted to use the very same tactics.
他也知道他的门徒也会有这样的诱惑，要用同样的方式来达到自己的目标。
But with four simple words, he radically broke that kind of ambition.
但耶稣用四个非常简单的字，把这个概念完全的扭转。
He said, "Not so with you."
在你们中间却不是这样。
And then he painted an entirely different picture of ambition.
然后耶稣为他们来图画了一幅完全不一样的雄心的图画。
Do you want to be a leader?
你要做一个领导吗？
That's great.
这是很好的。
The world needs great leaders.
我们的世界需要好的领导。
Here's what I want you to do.
这是我要你们做的。
Be a servant.
你要先做仆人。
Pick up a towel and start washing dirty feet.
你可以先拿了你的这个毛巾为别人来洗脚。
Think of yourself as a slave, not a master.
你先想象自己是一个奴隶而不是一个主人。
Instead of using people, serve them.
不是利用人，乃是服侍人。
Here we learn from our Lord what kind of ambition we ought to have.
这边我们从我们的主学习，我们应该有什么样的雄心壮志。
Would you like to be a leader?
你愿意做一个领袖吗？
Be a servant.
你要先做仆人。
For true authority rises out of servanthood.
因为真正的这个权柄是从服侍当中兴起的。
Our Lord Jesus accepts the premise that ambition can be good, it can be godly.
我们的主耶稣也可以说默认这个雄心是可以是好的，甚至可以是说是和神的意思。
It's how you get there that's different from the world.
而是你怎么样达到，这是我们跟世界不一样的。
It's a good thing to want to lead if you want to lead Jesus' way.
你要作为一个领袖来带领别人是一件好事，但是要按照耶稣基督的领导方式。
A real leader asks how he can serve the needs of others.
一个真正的领袖乃是问他如何能够供应别人的需要。
Here's an important principle for choosing leaders.
这边有一个选择领袖的好的原则。
When you're looking for a leader in whatever capacity, ask yourself this question.
无论你在寻找哪一方面的这个领袖，你可以问这个问题。
Is this person a servant?
这个人是否是一个仆人，或者有仆人的心智？
If the answer is no,Look somewhere else.
如果他不是一个仆人，你应该另外再找别人。
There's an old song that bring this truth to heart, truth to light.
有一首很老歌，让这个今天我们所学习的能够落实。
Listen to the words.
我们来听一下他的歌词。
It says, "Lord, help me to live from day to day."
主啊，帮助我天天来这样生活。
In such a self-forgetful way.
是用一个忘我的一种的心态来生活。
That even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be of others.
以至于当我跪下来祷告的时候，也是为别人来祷告。
Help me in all the work I do.
帮助我在我所做的一切事情上面。
To be ever sincere and true.
永远是真实的。
And know that all that I do for you must needs to be done for others.
而我为你所做的每一件事情也都是要为别人来做的。
Savior, help me in all I do.
救主在我所做的一切事上。
To magnify and copy you.
乃是要效法你，乃是要彰显你。
That I may ever live like you.
但愿我能够永远活着像你。
Help me to live for others.
帮助我能够为别人而活。
The last verse in our passage is a summary of the whole Christian message.
我们所读的这段经文的最后一节可以说是我们基督信仰的一个总结。
It's Christianity in one verse.
也可以说是整个基督教包裹在这一节的当中。
I'm sure many of us would come across people who ask us, come on, give me Christianity in a nutshell.
我相信我们有时候会碰到一些人会对你说，你告诉我，用一句话告诉我到底基督教是什么。
What do you normally tell them?
通常你会告诉他什么呢？
I'm sure John 3:16 is a good verse.
我相信约翰3:16是一节好的经文。
There are many other wonderful passages.
有很多很好的其他的经文。
But may I commend Mark 10:45 to you?
但今天我要向大家来介绍马可福音10:45。
I believe the final phrase of verse 45 brings us to the heart of the gospel.
我相信这一节的经文把我们带到福音的核心。
It says that Jesus came and gave his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣说他自己来到这个世界乃是要做众人多人的赎价。
The word ransom, I'm sure you're aware, refers to the price paid to redeem one that is a slave or a prisoner.
我们应该都知道这个赎价这个词乃是讲到他们当时要用一个价钱让这个仆人可以自由，可以被赎回。
It speaks of our true condition because of sin in our lives.
在我们的生活的里面，因为我们是罪人，我们需要主把我们赎回。
And it reminds us of the price that was paid so that our punishment can be averted.
同样也提醒我们，主是付了重大的代价，让这个代价可以被偿还。
It cost our Lord his very life, offered up in a bloody sacrifice on the cross.
这边也让我们的主他付上了这个最残忍的一个代价，也就是死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ, the innocent, suffered in the place of us, the guilty.
耶稣那无罪的为我们这些罪人来替死。
His perfect life and his bloody death.Paid the price for our sin so that we can be set free.
他完全的生命和他这个满着血的这个牺牲。
But also, we're also told of a wonderful and powerful truth in verse 45.
在45节我们还看到另外一个非常有力的一个信息。
Jesus came to serve so that we as well can serve others.
耶稣来为了要侍奉人，好叫我们也可以侍奉别人。
He's the ultimate servant.
他是那个终极的仆人。
He's our example.
他是我们的榜样。
But note this, not just an example.
所以他不仅仅是一个榜样。
He became our servant.
他是我们的仆人。
Do you know that our Lord Jesus also washed our feet as he washed the feet of his disciples?
你知道耶稣也洗你的脚，正如他洗门徒的脚吗？
You may say, well, I don't recall our Lord washing my feet recently.
也许你会说，我最近也没有能够记忆说耶稣有曾经洗过我的脚。
But our feet was washed by the Son of God every time we come to Him for cleansing of our sins.
我相信我们每一次来到神的儿子的面前来认罪的时候，主也是洗我们的脚。
That in effect, our Lord, time and time again, applying His forgiveness into our lives and forgiving us of our sins.
所以一次又一次在我们的生命的当中，我们的主是一次又一次的赦免我们。
Have you ever thought that mental picture, that's what our Lord Jesus is doing whenever we confess our sins before Him?
你有没有想象每一次当你认罪的时候，这也是主所为我们做的，他赦免我们的罪。
I think it should.
我们应该这样想。
And what powerful imagery to cause us to not go to sin again, but to constantly live in the light of His grace and love for us.
也因为这样，我们应该有这样的一个思想，也就不再活在罪的当中，乃是要跟随我们的主。
The Lord of glory came to serve us so that we in turn may be able to serve others through His divine power.
荣耀的主他来到我们当中来服侍我们，好叫我们也能够按照他的榜样去服侍别人。
Yes, he is an example.
是的，他是一个榜样。
But more than that.
但是比这个更甚的。
He's the one that enables us, empower us to serve in his name.
是他给我们那个力量，能够奉他的名 能够服侍别人。
I close this morning with a question our Lord Jesus asked his two eager disciples.
今天早上我们结束的时候，我们再次回想耶稣向这两个门徒所发出的问题。
Can you?
你能吗？
It's a question our Lord also asked of us today.
今天我们主也问我们，你能吗？
Can you drink the cup of suffering?
你能够喝我所喝的那个苦杯吗？
Can you follow Jesus to the cross?
你能够愿意跟随耶稣一直到十字架上吗？
Are you willing to follow God's plan for your life, no matter what it takes, no matter where it leads?
你愿意一生跟随主在你生命里面的计划，无论需要付什么样的代价，无论他带领你到哪一个地方。
Are you willing to serve instead of ruling?
你愿意服侍而不是去统治别人。
Are you willing to serve before you rule?
当你还没有带领别人的时候，你是否先可以服侍人呢？
Are you willing to serve as you rule?
As you rule.
Serve as you
或者当你在带领别人的时候，你也照样在服侍其他的人。
May we learn from our master well.
但愿我们能够从我们的主人，我们的主好好的学习。
May others learn from us what it means to truly follow after our Lord.
但愿其他的人也可以从我们身上学习到什么是真正的跟随我们的主耶稣。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, I feel that this is a message that is very familiar to all of us. We're here because we have heard the call and we have responded, but yet we need to hear this reminder time and time again that you call us to yourself to take up our cross and follow you. And Father, I pray that we would reflect on this meaning in our life. For many of us who have taken that step, who have moved from our homes, our family, from career and jobs to follow after you. Lord, I'm sure it brings joy to your heart as you see we do that. But at times, oh God, we may forget. Maybe over time we feel like, well, we've done enough, and so we deserve better, we deserve more, we deserve what we want. Yet, Lord, this is just but the beginning, for we are walking with you in this life, and this is a journey that will take us into eternity. May we continue to follow hard after our Master. May we walk the life, yes, life of suffering, be it as you design it to be, with full passion, with full commitment, knowing that this is not for our sake, but for your sake and for your kingdom's sake, so that others in turn would come to know you and follow after you. I pray you would guard our hearts, guard us from assuming overimportance of ourselves and what we have done thus far. Guard us from underestimating the cost of following after you, and always help us to hold up our Lord Jesus as our example and as our one who empowers us to live the life that you called us to. I ask for your grace and your strength upon your servants in this place. We pray this in Jesus' name.